In a world full of pain and suffering, where uncertainties abound and challenges seem insurmountable, I want to share a message of hope and resilience. It is a message rooted in the powerful words of Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." In the midst of our struggles, it is natural to feel overwhelmed, lost, and desperate for answers. We may strive to control every aspect of our lives, seeking solace in our own limited understanding. However, it is precisely in these moments that we need to remind ourselves of the immense power found in surrendering our will to God's will. Surrendering does not mean giving up or resigning ourselves to fate. Instead, it is an act of trust, a profound act of faith. When we surrender our will to God's will, we acknowledge that there is a greater plan, a divine purpose unfolding in our lives. We release the burden of trying to navigate every twist and turn on our own, and we open ourselves to the possibilities that lie before us. In the face of pain and suffering, surrendering becomes an act of liberation. We let go of our worries and anxieties, understanding that God's plans for us are plans for our welfare, not for evil. We find solace in the assurance that there is a future filled with hope awaiting us, even when it seems distant or obscured. By surrendering, we invite God's guidance into our lives. We align ourselves with the rhythm of life, flowing with the currents rather than fighting against them. As we release the need for control, we tap into a wellspring of inner strength and resilience. We discover that surrendering our will to God's will empowers us to face adversity with grace, knowing that there is a purpose unfolding beyond our comprehension. So, my friends, in a world full of pain and suffering, let us find comfort in the words of Jeremiah 29:11. Let us surrender our will to God's will, knowing that His plans for us are plans for welfare, and that He desires to give us a future and a hope. May we have the courage to relinquish our need for control and embrace the peace that comes with trusting in the divine guidance that guides our lives. Together, let us surrender, find solace, and embark on a journey of hope, resilience, and unwavering faith. Let us pray. Loving God, in this moment of reflection and prayer, we come before you with humble hearts seeking guidance and strength. We acknowledge the power and significance of surrendering our will to your will, trusting in your divine plan for our lives. In a world filled with pain and suffering, we often find ourselves burdened with worries and doubts, but today, we choose to surrender those burdens to you. We lay before you our desires, our fears, and our need for control. We release them into your loving hands, knowing that you hold the perfect blueprint for our lives. Help us, dear Lord, to let go of our limited understanding and embrace your infinite wisdom. Grant us the courage to surrender our will, our hopes, and our dreams, so that your purpose may manifest in our lives. We acknowledge that your thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace, not of evil, and that you desire to give us an expected end. As we surrender, may we find solace in the knowledge that you have plans for our welfare and a future filled with hope. Strengthen our faith, that we may trust in your guidance even when the path is uncertain. Grant us the patience to wait upon you, knowing that your timing is perfect. Teach us, O Lord, to surrender with grace and gratitude. Help us to embrace the present moment, finding joy and contentment in your presence. May surrender be the key that unlocks the doors to peace, resilience, and unwavering faith within us. Today, we offer this prayer of surrender, knowing that in letting go, we gain so much more. We surrender our will to your will, knowing that you are our loving Father who knows what is best for us. Lead us on this journey of surrender, Lord, and guide us towards the fulfillment of your purpose in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.